do kufi beis halacha ches. Yesh rish omer. There are those who say the mokush in paltan motzer klal. If there's no paltan, meaning there's no pas yisol, and there's not even pas paltan shalakum, then mutra fil shabal batim, you could even eat pas balbayis. And there are most sticks in vein tzorch lahamten al pas kosher. You don't even have to wait in case the pas kosher is coming. You don't have to wait for it. And it's complete. It's mutra v'cheinoygim. That's the minute to be makel even like that. Okay, so this din is saying we've been learning all that that pas palter is mutter in certain cases. Now we have a person who doesn't even have pas palter. The only thing he has to eat is pas palbais. So the Shulchan Aruch says you could be makel about that, or yesharim that you could make about that. And the Beis Yosef brings two sort of makaris to that din. And the main one is from a maril that the maril says like this. The Gemara says in Chulin, we're going to have this later in Halacha Yudaud, that if a person has a taruvus of pas akum, okay, pas akum mixed with other things and it's mutter, and the reason, how do we know? Because just like by demai, which is also nisid rabbanan, if you have a taruvus of demai, you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to eat the food, so too, you're allowed to eat a taruvus of pas akum. Okay, so you see from that Gemara that the isser of pas akum is less chomer than the isser of demai.
And so the Gemara says that?
That's the
one taruvus,
right? The one says taruvus of the pasakum of.
The Gemara sells to the Talmudamai or the Mai.
Yes, no. The Gemara sells to stels pasakum to the Mai. To the Mai. Now, there's another thing about the Mai, which is that the Mai, you're allowed to feed the Mai taniyim, which is someone who's traveling, who's basically a temporary ani. You're allowed to give that person the Mai. That's a mishnah. You're allowed to give that person the Mai. I mean, it's an isidra bana. You're allowed to give it to him. What?
You're allowed to give it. Doesn't mean you're allowed to eat it.
What do you think he's allowed to do? What do you think he's allowed to
do? There's an issue to give an amor. It's chor to give an amor is demai, right?
Okay.
That's not a shalom, shalom. That's correct. The mish, right?
Yes.
He don't, if the only is an amor, it's you're allowed to give him the mai without being mafresh before you give it to him. It does not mean that the only is allowed to eat it.
Say, you should. That's it. The mish says ma'achivun.
Right,
you feed it to them.
Look in the bar rab over there.
Okay.
I
didn't know that. Okay. Everyone's assuming. The Maril is assuming.
Yeah, but all the Maril is right. The mind in the case of not the one after the flesh is all over the place, right? The mind is right. That's all the schools, right?
Okay. So they're assuming that
the boy Mafkir.
Okay. Assuming he can. So therefore, so now the Maril says, if Pas Akum is more kal than Demayas, because we see that Pas Akum, the Gemara is assuming Pas Akum is like Demai. And by Demai, you can give it to a poor person. So therefore, you could also give Pas Akum to a, so to speak, poor person. The person has nothing to eat. But the Mishnah says you can give it to a poor person or a temporary poor person. The person who's traveling, who has no money with him, so he's a temporary poor person, you've got to give it to him. So the Maral says, so in Cain, if I have a place that has no bread, okay, there's no pas yisrael, there's no pas palter. The only thing that's available is pas akum, pas balbais, which is pas akum, so you're allowed to give it to me. Okay, I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to eat it myself. Okay? Which is not exactly what the case over there is. You know, machil manim demai is not exactly the case. But the point that he's trying to make is, the point that he's trying to say, which is the other pshita means is a ra'ah, from bringing brought in the Orchus Chaim, that such a pshita who doesn't explain why. He just says, yeah, you're allowed to do it. He doesn't say what. The pshat is that the person, we see from the din of, by the mind that you can give it to the poor person, that in the time of a tchak, the Chacham waived their isser. They had made up an isser, and they waived it in time of a tchak. So since they waived their isser when there's a tchak, a certain isser and davon get waived when there's a difficult situation. So just like giving the aniyim, you're allowed to give them demai, you're allowed to give the aniyim a pasakum, and you're allowed to give yourself pasakum if you live in a place where there's no pas at all. Okay, that's considered in the same thing. Okay, you could ask lots of questions. It's not an exact dim in these cases. Okay, but then I'm going to take it even one step further, which is the reason that the Maril is saying, the mission that he's bringing is not talking about a guy who's starving. Okay, that's not, the point here is not that the guy's starving. It's that, what's the point? Excuse me, you have an ani, and you want to feed him demai. Why are you feeding the ani demai? What's the point of this feeding him demai? It means is that Tzibur has $10 or 10 pounds of food to give the guy. if we have to be mafir shumas maisis, we have to spend some of our money on to be mafir shumas maisis, there's less for the aniyim to go around. So it's because it's to sort of stretch the money that we have for tzedakah, is that we can give the aniyim from the demai. We're getting a little bit extra out of our money if we give him the demai instead of giving him food that had shumas maisis. Unless, like David said, that you have he has to be mafir shumas. So assuming that you mamish give him the guy the stuff, so you're stretching the money a little bit more. So it's not because the guy's starving. He'll have what to eat. He'll just have less to eat. The point is, but in the tchak of the ani has so little to start with, giving him this will give him a little bit more. So that kind of a tchak is mutter. And I say it because the Shulchan Aruch and all these places are talking about cases where the guy has nothing to eat. There's just like no bread in town besides that. So it's considered important enough. He can eat potatoes, but he has no bread to eat. Because the Chalkos Biyam brings from other places that what happens if there's a different kind of a tchak. His case is that what happens if a guy comes, is invited by somebody important, and the only food that the guy, if he doesn't eat, if you don't eat his pas palter, his pas akum, then he's going to get all insulted and hurt you, or who knows what he's going to do. Okay, so there's a pressure for you to eat the food, so he brings from there who people say that you're allowed to eat it. Now, that I mean, you're in a city with his pas yisrael, there's pas palter, there's things to eat. But there's a different doichak, not the doichak here of the person who's starving, but you're allowed to eat it also. And the reason why it should be mutter is because the raya came from a case where it's not a guy starving. When you give the ani demai, he's not starving. The point is just that it's easier. It makes it easier for us to give him, and he has a little bit more to eat. So in that kind of a tchak, we said you can give him demai, or you can give him pas palter, pas akum. So they're extending it to a different kind of a tchak. The point is that you don't have to be starving. Even though their case didn't have to be starving, you don't have to be starving in order to eat it. You can eat pas palbais, even if it's just a tchak. And so they came up with a different case of a tchak.
The
dochak
is not the ani being hungry.
Well,
it's
for
trying to stretch our money.
Well, tell me, the ani, we have a pound of apples to give to the ani, okay? And it's demai. So if we give it to him, if we say, no, you can't give him demai, so you still have the pound of apples, you just be mafir shumas maisis and then give it to him. So the difference is just that he'll have more if you give it to him. We have the food in front of us. So he's not going to, he'll have less to eat. So, for an ani, he has not so much to eat in the first place, so giving him a little less, that's considered a dachag. Okay. For you, in your house, you have to be mafir shumas maisis. For the ani, giving him a little bit less, that's enough of a dachag to give him demai. Well, what's pshat? Why are you giving him demai? Why don't you just be mafir shumas maisis? Well, so, it's not because he's going to starve, but he's going to have less. Less, when you have very little and you have less, then you have very little. They have even less, whatever you want to call it. That's what I'm saying. That's where they're getting it from, that you say that it's not the pshat that you have to be starving to get it. It's because if you could just be mafir shumas maisis, they give it to the ani. So it's not like he can't eat.
So 1% less.
What'd you say?
So it'll be more than 1% less.
So 1% right, it's a tiny amount. So
it's too much maisis. That's only
right. So it's a tiny amount of the difference. So the point is, for that tiny difference, it's for the ani, when a guy has so little, a little bit makes a difference also. Okay, so for that, Chazal wanted to do it.
That's
so,
almost the only care of ani food. The guy invites an important person's house, it's not like he's going to be starving. It's not like the same type of a dough. It's not the same.
It's a different kind of a dough. Right? I'm not saying that right now.
I'm saying
the point is that you don't have to be... The Maril is not saying that if you have to be starving to get it. Like we had a Yushalmi, that if for 3 days you haven't eaten, you can eat Pasak. Okay, he's not saying you have to be not eating for 3 days. Because his raya, his case happens to be something like that. But his raya is from a case of a guy who doesn't have anywhere near that Dachat. He's going to have a tiny bit less food to eat. But when you're an Ani and you have a tiny bit less, that's too big. Yeah, that's crucial.
So then it changes
everything.
I said it changes everything.
Okay.
It changes, but
it shows you that you don't have to be, it's not like mom was like the guy's on the deathbed. It's an Ani, so that's just, we want to be, okay. Fine. Now, the Ramon makes a statement here. Ein tzorach lahamtan al pas kasher. Because Ramon makes a little line here. Meaning, if you know that you're going to have pas yisrael available, pas palter even available, or you're going to go to the town and, you know, in a while, you don't have to get it, that din that Ramon says is not as poshut as it sounds like over there. Is that why don't you have to wait? We're telling you, you're allowed to be over an Issa Drabon over here, so why don't you have to wait? It's going to come up the last din in the Siman. It's in Halacha Tezayin. We'll talk about it over there. That's where it comes up again. What this din that Ramon said is not so poshut. It's a little bit, you on your own, you realize it's a little not so simple to understand. We're telling the guy you could over an Issa Drabon when if you wait an hour, you'd be able to not be over the Issa. We'll get to Emir Tzitzim, we'll do it in Tezayin, which I told you in Halacha Dalos. Okay, fine. Now, I'm going to use this now as a chance. If you remember, I told you the first eight halachas are about pas palter. basically, about the kula paspalter. So this is the last of the dinim, basically, of paspalter. So I'm going to talk about a thing that's related to the general rule thing of paspalter, which is the Birkei Yosef and the Siman brings a pretty well-known Marit Salom, who says that what does it help that we say that paspalter is mutter? He says, as you see, okay, so there's no isser pas akum when the food is paspalter. He says, so why isn't the food bishul akum? Okay, so it's not pas akum, fine. But why shouldn't there just be bishul akum also? Okay, so he answers, he says, that proves, the fact that you're allowed to eat it proves that the heter of palter applies to bishul akum also. Not only does the heter of palter apply to pas, which is what we've seen, the last eight dinim is all about that, but it even applies to bishul akum also. And he says, not only does it make sense that it should apply to bishul akum, he says it even makes more sense that it applies to bishul akum. He says, those people who are questioned whether the heter paspalter, whether the heter paspalter, we saw at the beginning, not everybody agrees to such a kula. He says, everyone will agree to the heter bishul palter, because paspalter, there's a certain chashivas to bread. So even coming from a palter, there's a possibility of chasmus. Even though it's the guy, you really don't know the guy, but it's such a chash of a thing you're getting from him, there's a chash of chasmus. But by bishul, it's not such a chash of a food. So there, everyone will agree that if it's coming from a palter, so you don't have no connection to this baker, everyone will agree that there's a heter of bishul palter is mutter. Okay? Which, now, of course, and he says, in his he's using it to explain, in his days, there was a cool, people ate certain kinds of beans that he said were oil ashokhum lachem, and they used to buy them from the goyim and eat them. And he said the reason is because it's pas, bishul palter, and bishul palter is mutter. He said that's what people used to do with it. Okay, now, we would answer his kasha. We would not have even started with the kasha at all. Okay, we would just say is when the Yerushalmi was making all the Gemara, the Bavli said that they took back the Isser. It's understood that pas is so important that they took off the Isser pas palter, and if there's an Isser bishul, they took that off also. Not that it's all for everything. For that food, pas is so important to eat that the Isser of whatever Isurum of chasas that are on that food were taken off because it's so important to have bread and because it's not such a chash of chasas. Okay, but he's saying for the fact that you're allowed to eat, it shows you that all bishul is mutter.
So why was there a difference? Why did they make something called pas palter or pas akum and bishul akum?
Why were they made separately?
It's all the same.
Okay, that's a separate, it's like a sort of a side question, which is, I'm going to push it away. Is that there's a shayla where which one was first? One of them might have been first, the other one second.
But according to him, if the same law is applied, the same materian, is there any difference between
well, I don't know that he holds that the kul of, what's it, Olo Shulchan Lachem and Nechel Chai applies. I don't
think for sure, not Nechel Chai.
Seemingly right, and it's Olo Shulchan Lachem. So you're saying that it really does not negate that child,
right?
Okay, it's a question why there are two examples and whether or how they overlap on each other. Okay, that kasha is a shayla we talked about once about for the tour has his own shita, but how the two did them, why they're separate from each other. Okay, put that on the side.
For the word chashuv, you're saying important, really maybe not a good translation.
Okay.
More like
what's
a staple. No? It's not so much like it's important, it's a chashuv of food.
He doesn't say that sense of a staple. Maybe you might be right. That's what he means.
That's what
he's saying the staple is the reason why
we're
making.
He's saying that the bishul is not so chashuv.
No,
like
he's
him.
Saying is that if I gave you something of significance,
right.
So then you feel a connection to me.
Correct.
So for bishul food, let's say a potato, if I give you, you'll feel closest to me if I give it to you. But if you buy it from the store, you won't feel that. For a baked. For bread, which is more chashuv, you'll feel closeness even getting it from the baker. You'll feel close to the lady behind the counter at North Shore.
You're giving an example of potato, but it could have very, very chashuv of food. More chashuv would be for bishul.
You would think so, but a piece of meat. If I gave you a piece of meat, you think that would be more chashuv. So what you're saying that what he means is it's such a staple food that therefore I feel extra importance because it's sort of my baseline requirement. Okay, maybe that could be. Okay. Now, the Birkei Yosef brings this. He doesn't buy it. Okay? He argues on it completely. And his simple reason to argue on it is that if you open up your Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that in Kufi Beis, we just had eight dinim about pas palter. And if you open up Kufi Gimel, which is Alach Sebishul Akum, not a word about it. Okay, so who are we kidding? How can you tell me that not only is it mutter, but everyone agrees to it, when you turn to Simon Kufi Gimel, there's not a word about such thing. No one ever heard of a kula of Bishul Palter in Kufi Gimel. It's all, we have half of Kufi Beis is about that. but not a word in Kufi Gimel about Bishul Pater. Okay? So he just disagrees with it, and as you know, it's well accepted that not to follow the Shita. We'll talk a little bit more in a second about it. Okay, there's a riot, this happens to be, this, it seems, of the Farish riot against the Maritzalan from Kufi Gimel. The Beit Yosef just makes it as like a, like, how could you say, where's everyone to talk of, where, how come no one's mentioning that in Kufi Gimel? In the Halacha Gimel, in Kufi Gimel says, it's talking about a case that you bake bread and had shuman, oil, together with it. Okay? And the shaila is that the bread is within the rules of Pasachim, and the oil, the shuman, is in the rules of Bishalachim. Okay? So the Mechaber says, even if you're making about Pasachim, this bread will be asur because the oil, the shuman gets mixed into it. The oil gets mixed into it. Okay? It's not, again, what the din he's trying to say is. But we're talking, so what is he talking about? He says that even if you're making about Pasachim, what does it mean? Who's making about Pasachim? Means is, even if you hold that Pas Palter is mutter, that's what he's trying to say. Even if you say, so this bread would be mutter, inherently the bread would be mutter because it was baked by Palter, but that's what's going on. Still, there's an Isser because the other thing that's there gets into it and causes it to become Isser. Okay? Well, the other thing is being baked by the same person. They're being baked together. So, that other thing is also being baked by a Palter. So, that thing, so he's saying this Bishul Akum on the food being made by a Palter. He's saying, if you're cooking a bread and another thing at the same time, even if the bread is mutter, what do you mean? And I'm sticking in words. Because it's Pas Palter, why would, he says, even if you hold bread as mutter, what does that mean?
Like a knish, right? The dough might be pas, and then the
right, so he's saying, even if you hold that the pas, even if you hold pas as mutter, me, I'm adding words to it, because it's pas palter, and it's being baked in the back of a bakery someplace, even so it's also, because of the other ingredient that's there, well, the other ingredient is also being baked by the palter. It's the same guy baking both foods. So that food, so he's saying that Bishul Palter is also, okay, laying in that it's negated to the bread, but Bishul, he's saying that Bishul Palter is also. And everyone assumes that that's also like it. Now, so we would have, if we would just hear this on our own, as we know, we would not hold it to Shita, and we'd just say, fine, it's, we get it. But there's two of the Achronim from the last generation who said things that are negated to us, which is, and as you know, negated for us who work in Kashrus Minchas Yitzchak. One is the Minchas Yitzchak, very good. The first is Minchas Yitzchak, who says that even though we don't hold like this Shita, there'll be Metzarif it if you have another Tzadul Kula, who'll be Metzarif this Maritz alone to other Kulas, and it, which is very negated, because when you, most people don't deal with Bishul Akum, like, there are people who deal with Bishul Akum on a private level, like cooks them like in their house, but on more of the shilas of Bishul Akum, at least from our perspective, is from factories. Food being made in places where of course the Maritz line would apply. So you have another tziruf, okay, and the most famous one that you'd be mitzaref would say that steam is not Bishul Akum, so then you're off the hook, okay, then you're safe. That's one. But there's another shita that I'll try to explain as I understand it, well, the way I've been told what it is, which is for a Moshe. Which is like this. Some people say that Rav Moshe accepted the Maritz line as is at face value. That he held that there's no din of past of Bishul Akum when it's by a potter. In a baker who's not doing it privately. However, that there are those who say that. Rebelsky said that Rav Moshe told that.
No, I don't think they say Maritz line.
Okay.
Because according to Maritz line, even if you know, even if the potter is for 10 people, right, in a teeny, teeny little town,
okay,
right, is considered Pas Palter, but Moshe would not say it, even according to those who are non-like.
Okay, so you're saying
that... The only time, because there's no relationship.
Good, okay, you're making another version of Moshe. Another version, that's just fine. Okay, another version of Moshe. Okay, so you heard it, sir. Another version, that Moshe said that maybe we don't like the Maritz Salon in a regular Palter, like if you go to the bakery, if you go to North Shore Bakery, that's not considered a Palter. But if you're buying it from Arnold's Bread, which is so far removed from you, it's like not just that you're... It's for sale, so it's not personal, but it's like mamash far removed. The guy's in the Philippines making the food for you, that there's no chash over there, so then, even there, everyone will, then you could agree to maritzon. That's the version you want.
And you don't need any tzira from any...
No tzira, and you can just, and he was talking about that, if you're buying food, so we don't say, not bread, you're buying cooked squash from the Philippines, I don't think growth that there, but from the Philippines, it's going to be what, because it's like so far removed, to you, there's no shaykh. Okay.
What would be another tzuruf? I remember there's something, maybe fish or something, with three tzurufim, three things. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
They meant three simon images.
No. There's steam, and it was a factory, and there was a third thing. Oh, okay. Maybe it was an Ayla Shafu Malachim.
Okay,
there,
fine.
Can.
Okay.
Was the third thing.
Now,
it was an Ayla Shafu Malachim.
Rebelski said Ramosha did not say that. Rebelski Ramosha told him what I'm about to tell you. And he did not say this thing that you could be Samuchan, a factory cooking as a kula. And the more interesting part, at least from my side, is that Rabnata Greenblatt asked Ramosha about this question. Ramosha told him an answer. And Rabnata then wrote down the question and the answer. Lashon Kodesh. He wrote down what Ramosha told him and showed it to Ramosha, and Ramosha approved it. Okay, and that was printed.
Maybe you mean Ephraim Greenblatt?
No.
Ramosha, Ephraim?
What?
Ephraim was Ephraim? He's the one that asked
him in the kashrus. Right, Ephraim was the one who was always with him.
Not the one that's in kashrus.
Right.
Maybe I'm making a mistake. That's how I remember. Maybe I'm making a mistake.
I mean, maybe I'm not asked it because he got to kashrus.
Right, so maybe I'm making a mistake. That's how I understand it. Yeah. And this Shaila and Tshuva, which he wrote, Rabbi Greenblatt, whatever his first name was, wrote, and which Ramosha read over and approved, was printed, Rabbi Ginnack, in the first, the OU prints a journal called Masaira, okay, and the journal was half is Masaira, meaning Torah from Rabbi Soloveitchik, that's the first half, and the second half is just some articles, many of them have to do with kashrus, and in that first verse, the first volume of Masaira, Rabbi Ginnack printed a whole kuntris on Bishlakim, and in it includes this Shaila and Tshuva from Rabbi Greenblatt and Ramosha together. Okay, and Rabbi Belsky said that's exactly what Ramosha told him, the same shita. Okay, so, which is as follows. He says, his question is, how come we don't hold like the Eretzon? What's wrong with that? Why isn't Bishul of a Palta Mutter? Why isn't it true that if there's no chashash of chasnas, I don't know the guy who makes green giant, I don't know anything about him, so why should the attacker be an issur bishlakim for those foods? To which Ramosha said, the answer is, which we would have said the same answer, which is, when Chazal, his way of saying it, is that when Chazal make an Isser, even though the reason doesn't apply, we say Loiplog, they said Bishlakim is also for this reason. Even if the reason doesn't apply, but the Isser applies anyhow. The Isser is to eat food cooked by a guy. The reason is because of this, but if the reason doesn't apply, too bad, Loiplog, and in all cases it's also anyhow. So now, that's fine. That we would have all said of ourselves also. Now Ramosha added, and he said like this. We only say Loiplog if the thing that the guy did is similar to the case where the issue does apply. Meaning, in my house, I cooked up potatoes in a pot, and the guy in his factory cooked up potatoes in a pot. And maybe I used a small pot and a big pot, but basically he did the same thing that I did. But if the guy cooks up food in a way that's very different from what I do in my house, his method of cooking is nothing at all like what I do in my house, then that's not Loiplog. Loiplog means he's basically doing the same act, but the act is done in a way without chashash of chasanas, then you say Loiplog and it's also. But if he's doing like a different kind of an act, something that has nothing to do with like what I do in my house, then we don't say Loiplog, okay? Which is a big chiddush. We don't say Loiplog. So what he means is like this.
Why does it do with you doing in your house?
What I mean is what you do in a way that could cause chasanas. What would be done in a way that would cause a chashash of chasanas? I mean, my next door neighbor, the Oriental next door neighbor, would cook up a pot of potatoes and give it to me. That would lead to chasmas. So if the guy in the factory is doing something that like that, he's doing the same actions, just not in a way that causes chasmas. So if he cooks in a big pot than me, that's the same thing. That included the loiplog. Even it's assumed that even if he cooks in a kettle that's steam jacketed, in my house we cook in a pot that has a fire under it. In his pot, it's a little bit bigger. It also doesn't have a fire. It has steam. That's also the same kind of thing. Basically, you're cooking in a big pot of water. I'm cooking potatoes. He's cooking potatoes. It's the same thing. Okay? Even the steam jacket, but basically, it's the same kind of a cooking. Where Moshe is assumed that he is being naked, that is, what happens if I cook the food in a pot and he cooks the food in a retort? Okay? People don't have retorts in their houses.
I don't know what a retort is.
The fact that you don't know what a retort means because it's hard goofa. It's because... Could you wait a second? We're all... It's because...
It's in the gay list. Pause for a second.
So the fact that you don't know, that you say is what's a retort, is exactly the point. In your house, you don't have anything like that. When I say kettle, you say, I know what a kettle is. When I say retort, you say, what's a retort? That's exactly the point. Okay, a retort is a way of cooking food that's completely different from what you have in your house. A heat exchanger. I don't know if you know what that is. If you don't know, Hagouf, that's the point, is that it's such a radically different way of cooking.
That's why it's different than a steam kettle. All this steam cooking up water in a can.
Okay. Well, I'm getting to that point. David, wait.
Not with wines.
Okay, I'm getting right to that point. Now the question is like this. Here's a shaila that came up, and it's exactly what you said. The way you cook up potatoes to make potato flakes are these like powdered potatoes that you eat more to. The way you cook it is in this huge rectangular vessel, okay? And in there, you fill up the whole thing up with potatoes, and you put live steam to cook the potatoes. Okay? Ignore the fact whether live steam is or is not considered bishul akum. Okay? For this, then we're going to assume that is considered bishul. Okay? So the shayla is like this. It's being cooked basically in a big pot. So the tzar lahachmir is, this thing is just a big pot. You can't apply what Ramesh said for that case. It's just a big pot. I have a little pot. They have a big pot. My pot is round and their pot is square. Same thing. However, this pot has got a screw running through the middle of it. Okay? What's the screw for? Because the potato is dumped in on the left side, and then the screw turns very slowly, and it takes, let's say, 15 minutes for the screw pushes the potato across to the other side. So the screw is a way of getting the potatoes from the left side to the right side. When you get to the right side, they dump out the other side. Okay, so it's a convenience. It's an efficient way to get the potatoes to stay in for the right amount of time, and then they plop out the other side. So the question is like this. On the one hand, the cooking that's being done is basically just in a big rectangular pot. Okay, the screw has nothing to do with cooking. The screw is just a way to get the potatoes in and out. Okay, it's just a convenience, just a way to get... That's what the screw is for. So on the one hand, the cooking is being done just like you do in your house. But on the other hand, that was a tzad l'hachmer. Okay, then Rabbi Lubian suggested, and it was accepted, Rabbi Shechter liked this, was that if you look so carefully... If we look very carefully and say, oh no, over here, the cooking is being done in hot water, and the screw is just a convenience to get it across, then when you get to a retort, you'll say, well, they're just cooking it with steam also. And it's more efficient to put the steam into a long tube, and to put the cans like this, and if you break everything down, there's no such thing that's different. Everything is the same. You use heat to make the food get cooked. That's all. Everything gets cooked like that. So if you look at it with a very carefully, and you say, in a heat exchanger, it's really fire that's cooking it. And it's convenient that instead of a fire touching the food, we put water. And then instead of water, we put a plate, because it's better than a pot, it's better to have plates. You know, if you break it down to its little pieces, you'll always say that it's not that it's just a more convenient way to cook. So that was Rabbi Lubian's suggestion, which Rabbi Shechter liked, that you can't be so narrow-minded in deciding whether it is or is not edible, whether it is or is not a regular method of cooking. And when you look at something and say, oh my gosh, no one has anything like that in their house. When you look at this pot, it's a big, huge pot with a big screw running through it. There isn't anybody with a pot with a screw running through it. So you don't think of it like that. And therefore, it's considered to be cooked in a radically different method. And it would qualify for a Moshe set. Now, excuse me, even though I'm telling you all this, I have to tell you that the OU themselves, even though they got it, Ramosha told them, they're not samech on what Ramosha says. And I don't know others who are samech on. Ramosha said that if you cook it in a radically different way, but b'tzira of another tzad l'hakel, they will be mekel, which is basically following what the Michas Yitzchak said. Okay, the Michas Yitzchak said he followed Maritz along straight. Bishul of an akum, bishul in a factory, bishul of a palter, but see if something else. So Ramosha is sort of even, in a way, being more machmir then. If you want to say, I'll only follow Ramosha, but see if something else, then you're being sort of being more machmir. So, but see if something else, then they would be making on that.
What about Bidiyavit?
What about Bidiyavit? That's a good question.
Bidiyavit, and you don't have a tzirif.
They...
I mean, it happens all the time. It happened here also.
As a matter of losing that account, you can make it. Bidiyavit mean like a recall Bidiyavit?
It happened already.
It's an interesting question. Yeah. That's an interesting question. So what would you say? Should we be so for a
motion?
We
don't have the answer.
Moshe's case, but it's a very specific case. Most of the cooking that goes on in factories doesn't qualify for a Moshe. Most of the cooking is just in a big pot.
According to Belsky's information.
Yeah, you missed that part. Okay.
According to the Minchas Yitzchak.
Yeah.
Bidiyavit.
I don't know. He doesn't seem very thrilled. There's only five lines. Have the part of the truth here if you want it. There's not much. He's not very thrilled.
I can tell you what happened, and we asked Rabbi Schwartz. I forgot exactly what the case was. No tziruf, Bidiyavit, and it was okay.
So,
based on this.
Based on, yeah.
Based on the Francisco.
I'm surprised to hear that. I'm saying most people would not do that, even in the case of the Yemen.
That was
in Ramosha's,
before your time.
In Ramosha's, Ramosha's side is more, you know, sort of a little bit more mainstream. Even that, the people are not makabel. That's more, you know, right. Even, but it's a big kiddush. I mean, people are not accepting because it's a big kiddush. It's one thing to say the word plug, but say when loy plug only applies to certain cases. You're like, so
you also think of Moshe and reanalyzing. It's not clear where Moshe would say he's did. We had to say the same thing. This machine qualifies what Moshe's did. Okay. Moshe never said which machine is equal. Which system does and which system doesn't?
Well, we it's interesting. Saying, it's interesting because the case that he said, you probably would guess, does not qualify. The case that he was talking about was that they squirted eggs into molds, and then the molds went over, I think, over steam, and then they popped the eggs out of the molds. They cooked the eggs in a mold. If I remember, if I got it correctly, I don't have it here. I think they squirted eggs
into the molds. The steam is the clouds, the whole mussar of steam.
That's not what the shy was about. That wasn't the shy wasn't because of the steam.
No, no, my Moshe held that steam is not.
Cooking with live steam is already a radically different. I'm going to check in if it says steam in there. Okay, that, maybe that's what it means. But we if you would have heard the case, put the steam on charge for a second, you would say, oh, so the eggs in the mold, big deal. So he has it in the mold. You know, my kids also cook eggs in molds, you know, or in a little thing. But
by the way,
okay,
so, you should have this true, right, about the passport and the companies, right, even if it's essentially Israel, right?
Yes.
Right. So you see, Clara Moshe did not say over there. Oh, well, it's a company, so it wasn't a Gaya. It's passport.
So you're saying...
Clara, not like the first mouth.
Not like some people said.
Right, that's right. And also in the last Chedah, the English, yeah. Moshe last Chedah, supposedly, also said before.
Okay, and we've talked about it. Okay, fine. Let's say, we'll start.